From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. On the sidelines of the nuclear talks in Vienna today, U.S. and Iranian diplomats discussed the deteriorating situation in Iraq. But NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the talks did not include the possibility of U.S.-Iranian military coordination.
A senior State Department official says the situation in Iraq came up briefly on the margins of ongoing talks over Iran's nuclear program. In a statement, the official said the discussions did not include military coordination or strategic determinations about Iraq's future. Iranian and U.S. officials have expressed a willingness to cooperate on restoring security to Iraq, where Sunni militants from the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, have overrun a number of cities in their push to establish an Islamic caliphate. Both Tehran and Washington are calling on Iraqis to avoid sliding into another cycle of sectarian bloodshed. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Vienna.
U.S. Supreme Court has ducked a direct ruling on the question of whether the First Amendment right of free speech gives politicians and political groups the right to lie in election campaigns. As NPR's Nita Totenberg reports, the court unanimously sent the case back to the lower court for further examination.
In 2010, an anti-abortion group tried to buy billboard space to put up an election ad in Ohio, accusing an incumbent congressman of voting for taxpayer-funded abortions. He filed a false advertising complaint under state law against the group. The ad never went up, and the group sued. The lower courts threw the case out because the group had never been prosecuted under the Ohio law. But today, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the group had alleged sufficient harm that its suit could proceed. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
In Brazil, the United States bested Ghana at the World Cup 2-1 today. Russell Lewis was in the stadium moments after the match ended.
It's just amazing here inside the stadium. The American fans jumping up, just yelling, screaming, high-fiving. You can tell, finally, after Ghana's eliminating the United States out of the past two World Cups, there's so many people here, it feels like redemption, that this is their chance, that this is their time. All game long, they were chanting, USA, USA, and also, we believe we can win, we believe we can win. And in the end, the United States did win.
NPR's Russell Lewis. National Weather Service is now confirming at least two tornadoes touched down today in northeast Nebraska, with reports one of the twisters tore through the town of Pilger, causing widespread damage. There's at least one confirmed death and more than a dozen injuries there. It's believed tornadoes touched down a mile apart near the towns of Pilger and Stanton, some 100 miles northwest of Omaha, Nebraska. Stocks, after falling slightly during the day in intraday trading, managed to eke out modest gains at the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 5 points today to 16,781. The Nasdaq gained 10 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. According to Israel's prime minister, it may take some time to locate three missing teens who the Israeli government maintains were abducted by Palestinian militants in the West Bank. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told reporters today the country has to be prepared for the possibility that the crisis could drag on. Three teens vanished last Thursday night and have been the object of a search by Israeli security forces. The world's largest coffee chain says it will pay for employees to attend college online. NPR's Anya Kamenetz reports on a first-of-its-kind collaboration between Starbucks and a public university.
Anyone who works at least 20 hours a week at Starbucks or a subsidiary is now eligible for a new perk, online classes at Arizona State University. That's one of the highest-ranked online college programs in the country, offering 40 undergraduate majors. Baristas just starting college will have part of their ASU tuition covered. Those with enough credits to be college juniors or seniors can get complete reimbursement for each full-time semester. The company says that out of 135,000 U.S. employees, more than 70% are current or aspiring college students. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News.
Nation's home builders are somewhat more upbeat this month than they were earlier this year. Builder sentiment up 4 points to 49. That's its highest level since January. Still, it shows overall builders are maintaining a negative sentiment about the U.S. housing market, since any reading above 50 indicates builders view sales conditions as good, while the reading below that level means they still view sales conditions as being poor. One reason builders have been less upbeat this year, sales of new homes have been running about half the rate of a healthy housing market. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.